Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And we are finally here towards the end of the year, actually. I was going to say the end of the month, but the end of the year, actually. The month of November is over. This is the start of December now. And everybody knows here on The Last Drop what we do in December. We do that cognac, that yak, a little bit of the yak, with the Armagnac, brandy, cognac, you know, anything that falls in that family there. Well, I decided to change something this year, which is funny because I did buy an Armagnac brandy bottle earlier this year to get ready for this month, but I thought I would do something different. Me and Cody, we always joke, by the way, Cody's not here, running solo. The reason why I'm running solo is because, they're doing new fiber cables in my area, so my internet connection is kind of non-existing right now while they're all up on the poles out there and reinstalling new fiber cables and whatever and whatnot. So I'm just knocking this out because it's a lovely day. I had some free time for once, and I was like, you know what? I feel like recording because I had a really successful day today. But me and Cody, we always joke about that Black Friday and the once legendary thing of Black Friday was Cody's Goose Island Bourbon County bottle. I think it was his 30th anniversary? I can't remember now. 35th anniversary? One of those 30th anniversaries. Anyway, so I decided, you know what? Instead of like just regular cognac, because we kind of revamped it a little bit last year with we do our top 10 towards the end of the year. We kind of flip-flopped it and did our top 10 the third week of the month, and then we wrap the month up with like our top 5 most anticipated. I'm going to keep that. I'm starting to think now for this first week of December, what we're going to do is our Black Friday review, because I actually had a lot of fun doing some Black Friday shopping this year. And people are wondering, what are you doing Black Friday shopping? Don't you shop all year round? Yes, that's true. I have a spending problem. I will not disagree with that. But what I do on Black Friday is, well, people, I'm an alcoholic. So, you know, I got to go hunting for the good shit. And plus, I like to go show a lot of store support. So I went to 3 different stores. And this is my way of just showing my appreciation, as I always do, along with a store pick Monday. I guess I could have saved this bottle for store pick Monday, but I'm going to do some openings here. I'm going to talk a little bit about my Black Friday extravaganza hunting. And then we'll get into it. And then next week, I'm thinking next week we'll do a mix and match of brandy, cognac, Armagnac, whatever it may be. We'll do a mix. I think that's how we're going to do it the month of December going forward. That first week is going to be our Black Friday finds. We're going to talk a little bit about what we found on Black Friday. You know, Cody's going to come in with the Bourbon County beer. JB might have done a little Bourbon County hunting this year too as well. And then the next week we're going to do a mix and match, or the second week I should say. Third week we're going to do our top 10 best of and the worst of list. And then we're going to wrap the year up with our top 5 most anticipated bottles, or top 5 bottles we want the most come going into the new year. So I think that's going to be the new wrap up for the year. And I got to share that with Cody, because this is me just, I was on my laptop working, and I just said, man, I feel like doing a show right now. I don't know why, I just got excited. Speaking of Black Friday, sipping on a little bit of that Black Friday. Got a little, you hear that? That's called ice cubes right there. You don't hear that a lot from JB here. So, let's talk about Black Friday. I don't normally do Black Friday shopping unless it's liquor. And the only reason why I went out this time is because, you know, one of my stores was showing some mad crazy deals. And I just said, man, I want to get in on that. My money is burning a hole in my pocket and I got to spend it, you know. Nah, you know, December is always that month, because I always do my Christmas shopping like in August. I finish that shit early, because December, I like shopping for myself. And that morning I woke up, I got me the Black Cat 4s, the Jordans that just came out, dropped those, even though I got a pair a few years ago, but whatever. I wasn't expecting to get them, and I got them anyway. And then I got my ass up. I didn't get there early, because I don't do that waiting in line shit. I ain't for that. I went over to Fullerton, High Proof, my store over there. Man, I wish I knew the owner's name because I'd like to give him a shout out. They had this crazy allocated deal over there. And I think the stores were opening at 8:30. Now, last year, people, if you don't remember, I was able to snag me a Booker Special Reserve 2024 edition from them on a Black Friday. Well, that weekend of Black Friday, I didn't go right away because I was lazy. And I thought that was a win because that was my shit. If I was to do, if I would have reviewed that, that would have been pour of the year. That would have been pour of the year right there. So this year, I was like, I got to go this time. I went there, got there like 8:25. They opened up at 8:30. I ended up standing in a fucking line that took about 40 minutes plus to get in this bitch. I got to tell you this right now. I don't know how this worked, but when I got in, I'll tell you when I got in, the bottles are literally right next to the cash register. And then you get to just pick whichever one you want, I guess, whatever, right? Now, that's for tier B. I was in tier B. I was just one purchase away from being in tier A. You have to have 9 purchases in a year to be tier A. I had 8, so which fucking sucked, by the way. But whatever. It didn't look like I was going to get anything from tier A anyway, because it pretty much was gone by the time I get in there. So they got to change this, because that 40 minutes felt like it took forever. And I kind of figured when I got up to the front, I wasn't really going to get anything that I was really wanting, to be honest. But you know what? Look, we got to set a time frame. 3 minutes in this motherfucking store when you do this and get the hell out. If you ain't made up your mind by then, then get out. Now, if you're just there just to be shopping, like regular shopping, no problem, whatever. But for this, the bottles are right next to the fucking cash register. Grab your shit and get the fuck out of there. The list is online too. They telling you what you get in there. And so by the time you get to the front, the lady, who's awesome too, by the way, she's always helped me when I go to High Proof. She's literally telling you what's left before she lets you in the store. Make up your fucking mind, okay? So when I get in, there's only Weller 12s left. One of those newer McAllen bottles that nobody's dropping thousands of dollars for. Because nobody wants that shit. McAllen's not worth it. Let's see. Weller 12s were left. I think the last Weller Foolproof and 107 were gone. And the Stag Junior was got by my buddy Steve. Shout out to Steve. He got the last one. Good for him. Those were all gone by the time I got in. Weller 12, Special Reserve, Fortaleza Blanco, Fortaleza Repo. Oh, and Blanton's store pick, the 750 milliliter. But you didn't have to be in the tier to get those. They were selling that just regularly, by the way. So for $70, I believe. I forgot how much the 12 and the Special Reserve were, but I'll just tell you this. The prices were dirt fucking cheap. They probably were like $30, $40 for that 12-year-old. I have enough Weller 12s. I didn't need no more Weller at all. Honestly, I wasn't going to get Weller anyway. If I was, it was going to be that Antique 107 because that was their West Coast Whiskey Club store pick. And I haven't tried that, so I was going to get that. But I digress. So I looked at that Fortaleza Blanco and I realized I only got, because I've been giving those away as gifts lately. I only got one left, I believe. One, hold on. No, actually, I got two. That's a lie. I have two. I have one that's open and one that's sealed or whatever. So now I got two, three of them. So I was like, oh, and then it was only like $45 for it, too. I said, I can't pass that up. That's a good price. Personally, it's better than the Weller 12 and the Special Reserve. So I was like, yeah, I'd get that. And then I'll throw in the Blanton's. They had a 375 milliliter size for their store pick. And I was just like, ooh. I said, I'll fucks with that. So the total came out to $100 even. So I guess $50 for the 375 milliliter version. First of all, I love the bottle. I already have a 375 milliliter size, but I love this bottle size. It stays very small and tiny. Can't wait to try this store pick. Looks phenomenal. This is 2025, September 2025 too as well. So we're going to try that. We're going to open that bad boy. We're going to open up a bunch of stuff. Well, I take that back. We're not going to open a bunch of stuff. We ain't opening up a bunch of shit. Right, that's bullshit. I'm not opening up a bunch of shit. So then, I didn't really look at that like a win. Like, oh, because I really wanted the Stag. It was a 25B too, lot 25B. But then I remember seeing a video from my girl. Oh, my girl. My girl Lucy. owner of Louie's Liquor in Azusa, California, everybody. Go check him out. I saw a video from her talking about, oh, these Black Friday sales are going down. And I saw the bottles. I remember seeing a stack. And I said, you know what? I'm only 30 minutes from there. Let's go ahead and take a drive downtown. And anything, too, what I really wanted to go get, in all honesty. And, yeah, I drove that far for it. Now, granted, I could have just went to Buena Park and got it, the Cork. I had to go get that only mixed margarita mix, baby. And I'm sipping on that bad boy right now. No liquor whatsoever because it's liquor-free. You just mix it with alcohol. I am sipping this thing in a small glass with some ice cubes in it. It is so goddamn refreshing. I ended up getting me a cucumber one, which I thought was regular because I want the regular one. But they only had the cucumber one. And I got the Paula Macanterito. I fucked that name all up. Whatever. This is my favorite. This shit tastes like refreshing orange juice. It is so good. It's got, with only cold-pressed lime, orange, and grapefruit juices, agave, syrup, and sea salt. Damn, this is phenomenal. Ice cubes alone. The owner was telling me you got to make a mimosa with this one. And I think I will try that. But I'm going to have to get another bottle because this bottle is damn near empty. $13.99 for both bottles. I have to tell you right now, I could drink this shit all day. That goddamn dog. Anyway, so January we usually do our cocktails in a can mug. Due to Cody's not being able to drink as much anymore, I might do a dry January month. I know, that just sounds shocking here on the last drop. I think we will do a dry January. We can go a whole month without the liquor to rest Cody's foot there. And plus also to rest mine, whatever. But I don't have any foot issues, actually, whatever. I'm just a purebred alcoholic. But I think, yeah, we're going to do a dry January. And I might review these bottles for that. Might do that because, yeah, I know. So, I don't want to talk too much about it, but I'll tell you, it is fucking refreshing. So, I had to get those. I saw the little table they had with the tequila on there. I believe the Siempre Vivo was on there. I think it was $79 on there. And then there was a bunch of other tequila bottles on there for sale. I didn't go in there for tequila. I got my tequila with the Fortaleza. Got it. I want that goddamn stag, baby. I was walking out of there with some bourbon, okay? I was walking out of there with some damn bourbon. And if I didn't get the damn bourbon, I was going to walk out of there with something good. They had the stag there for $100 flat, too, as well. Bam, there go another $100. I told Drea, drinking with Drea, shout out to her, homegirl right there, you go ahead and rag that thing up. And then I think, did I crack jokes on Luke? No, I didn't crack any jokes. Damn, missed opportunity there. Grab me a Stag Jr. 25B, same lot too. Now, granted, High Proof had it for their Black Friday, but that was if you could get it for $59 or $69, somewhere around that range. $100 to me, that's still pretty solid for a Stag in these markets today. So I thought it was a steal. Grab me one of those. And got in the car, and I sat there, and I said, I am missing something, and I don't remember what the fuck it is. Oh, it's killing me. I was taking photos. I was trying to kill time. I was looking up where should I go next. Do I need to do any last-minute Christmas shopping? I say last-minute, but it's like a fucking month away and shit. God, is there anything? And I couldn't think of it. So I was like, all right, time to go home now. Put in my GPS. Hopped on that 605 freeway. And that's when it dawned on me. Damn, I didn't get that fucking Bourbon County. And Lucy literally posted a photo with all the Bourbon County on. Them dogs are going to continue to keep barking because the AT&T guy, he's just going back and forth between the houses and stuff like that, checking fiber cables. So you're going to hear a little bit of that. Damn, them dogs bark at every fucking thing that passes by. If a crackhead passes by or if a bird flies by, them things I don't know what they souped up on, whatever, but they'll bark over it. And when I get home, they just make noises. I don't know what the fuck that noise is. I'm just like, is that like the calming, oh, our neighbor is home or what? Anyway, I didn't get the damn Bourbon County beer from them, and I got so upset. So I had two choices. I was either going to stop at U.S. Liquor in Long Beach, or I was just going to go to the Total Wine. Now, the reason why I went to the Total Wine is because your boy, he went to go buy some shoes again. So, so Shoe Pals is nearby, and your boy went to Total Wine instead. I looked all over this damn store and that beer aisle. I was like, where the fuck is the bourbon? I couldn't find this shit for nothing. Then it dawned on me, I bet that shit's in front of the store. And sure enough, there it is, sitting right there. Now, I'll tell you this year, people, I don't know if they did this recently or is this something they've always done. I don't remember seeing this. They sell the Bourbon County regular batch that they always release. They sold that in a 4-pack. That looked awesome. But they also had the cherry and chocolate variants, if I'm not mistaken. And then they had the beauty that I was looking for, which I did not expect them to have because I don't recall ever seeing like the Eagle Rare and the Angel's Envy variants there and stuff like that. But they had the Goose Island Bourbon County Double Barrel Grand Stout that was aged in Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Barrels. So your boy went ahead and got that. It was about 38, so it was about $40, I believe. I remember saying $40. And I was like, ooh, I'm not gonna lie, too much. That's too much for a fucking beer. That's way too fucking pricey for me. And I was just like, I should have looked at that price tag. Now, granted, I say that, but I was gonna get it regardless, whatever. But I haven't opened this yet, obviously. It's a beer, so once I open it, it's done. I will say this, the presentation on this thing, fucking beautiful. I love this matte blue type finish on here. I love the Heaven Hill Bottle and Bond bottle. You can get that bottle for like $38, $39 or whatever. So solid stuff right there. Nothing too special, nothing too egregious or whatever. But the presentation on this thing, beautiful, stunning. The blue really sticks out on the Goose Island bottles here. I love the blue on here, so it looks good. So got that, and then your boy gets home, and what does he get? Oh man, he gets a special delivery, quoting G Dep right there. So Yayo released their limited release, limited edition Agave Vice. Now this is OG right here. I've been drinking Yayo, which was since 2022 or 3 or something like that. I think it's 2022. At Tequila Ranch, I remember John, the owner, was wearing this shirt and it had like this Miami Vice style going on. And I just remember saying, man, that shit looks so cool. Well, I wouldn't be shocked if his lovely wife, the talented designer of these bottles or whatever, probably told them to release the damn thing. They finally did like a bottle version of it. So what they also did too is the first 20 people to pre-order a bottle on the website, they would get the bottle signed by John himself and Sergio Cruz himself, the legend himself here on The Last Drop. Love that guy. That guy makes exquisite tequila. And also too, they were going to be painting the back of it with like a hand paint that they did with this Agave Vice logo on the back of it. It looks so fucking cool. It's easily the coolest bottle I've gotten this week or this day, I should say. And it is badass. I love it. I'm actually like looking at it going like, damn, I should have fucking got two. And the reason why I say that is because I don't fucking want to open it now. It looks like a work of art. It's so beautiful. I'm staring at it right now. I'm looking at it. I was like, that is just beautiful. So I'm just going to say, I don't know this for a fact. I'm just going to give credit to his wife because I bet his wife designed it. So his wife is talented as shit. She has an eye for bottles that work out, which makes sense. I mean, she'll, you know, I lie and tell people me and her and her other sister, Brittany, we're all related. So, you know, I got good taste. I like to believe. So she should have good taste. It just runs in the genes. Oh, man. Damn, that Only Mix is so good. You know, I was actually thinking about opening that Agave Vice to put it on the Only Mix here. I bet it would taste phenomenal. I don't even know what to expect. It's a Reposado, too, people. I don't know what to expect out of this. But I think I'm going to go ahead and say this is the best-looking bottle Yayo's released right here. Obviously, for purposes there. God, it's so pretty. the little powder blue with the pink on it, man. I just got to get a shirt with that design on it, too, as well. Did we recently just get a agave? No, that was a rosé. It was a rosé shirt. And that was the 2025 Black Friday edition here. So I'm going to go ahead and open this Blanton's right now. This little... I haven't opened up Blanton's in so long. Oh, it just peels right the fuck off like that easily. Oh, okay. Now, I say that, but I did review a Blanton's on this show this year. It was Cork store pick, if I'm not mistaken. God, that felt like forever ago. Oh, easy synthetic cork now. So they're using synthetic corks, as they should, because that's the only right way to put a cork on. I feel like for some of my yayo bottles, I need to start getting some corks for them, because they use that glass one, and... You know, it's weird because some people say those don't work and some say they do. I do have a lot of Armagnac with those, and the juice stays and content inside the same. It doesn't change, but I feel like something happened on that Yayo four square rum barrel, because I don't even taste the rum square, and I wonder if it has something to do with that cap now. So, whatever. Onto the nose here, high proof. They don't miss. Their price is always great. I just hate the fucking distance of it. I will say this. I wish Rich and them would change their fucking hours over at Barcode. And I say open up later because, man, if I was to go to... Because I go to Fullerton a lot now to go to high proof. I would stop at Barcode and go get something to eat and a drink there. But they don't open till like fucking 7 o'clock at night. And I don't know what to tell folks, but that is like close to my bedtime. Because I usually get home around that time, and I'm usually showering, and once I shower, and that towel goes wrapped around this waist, that phone is on mute mode. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be looked at. If Michael Kors don't stop fucking texting me about goddamn Black Friday right now, I'm going to scream. Not on this show, though, because we already got dogs barking and shit loud enough. I'm sipping on the only mix. I need to be smelling this damn Blanton's. Nose smells really good. I don't know. I love that little nose. The color on that looks pretty. He's got that. I wish I had the light on right now. It's a little dark. Got that deep amber color, that little golden hue. Yeah, all right. You get that orange zestness right off the bat, like you normally do with Blanton's. There's layered. You get that citrus peel flavor, the caramel vanilla. Those are all. Four staples of Blanton's right there. But this one has a little bit more, a little warmth on there. I can get that on the nose too as well. There's a little heat signature there. And this comes in at 93 proof too as well. I just want to say shout out to High Proof once again for having a 375 milliliter store pick. This is perfect, dude. I love it. I know people think I hate Blanton's. I actually don't hate Blanton's. I just think it's fucking overpriced because... of the hype on it, because everybody wants these damn horses, so I don't think it's worth $70. Shit, is $50 even worth on the $375? I don't know. About to find out. Go ahead and sip this bad boy. Cheers. Oh, that's oily. Oh, shit, that was oily as fuck on the tip of the tongue. Oh, man, that kind of threw me off a little bit. Okay, that's where people are going to start saying, yeah, you hate Blanton's. I mean, even for a pick, I'll give it this. Let me go ahead and say, the finish on this, it's nice and long. Got a little warmth to it, too. There's some, like, lingering oakiness to it, too, as well. Not sweet, neither. I don't really get too much. I don't see as much sweetness like you normally do with Blanton's on there. I'm not getting the spice neither on the finish. The palate now. The palate is, definitely gets hints of the vanilla. There's like this, there's honey on it. I think I think I'm kind of leading to the oiliness there or whatever. It's honey, but it's not sweet neither. There's this tobacco flavor on there too. I am not feeling that on this. There's a little tobacco with some, like, roasted style nuts on there, like an almond maybe. And then, let me get another sip of that. Hold on. it's not like spicy or like peppery. It's kind of like a rye spice on there. Huh. It's like a little bit of dry fruits too, because it's like very, at first I thought it was oily. I don't know what that, maybe it's because it's blending with that Only mix or whatever, but and that was on the tip of the tongue, but not so much. It's kind of dried out now. It just tastes faint on the front end now. Like, it's not oily. It's just like, you, it feels like you're tasting air on the tip. But the palate is where it's all dry. And then the finish, I'll say, I like that finish. The finish is fine. Actually, the finish can, I fucks with that finish. Everything else, I'll tell you this, I wouldn't have known this was a star pick. But then again, I don't know if I would have thought it was Blanton's either, though. I kind of give it a little bit of points just for throwing me off guard there a little bit. Not what I was expecting out of that. Now, granted, I don't drink Blanton's regularly like that anymore, so I don't know what 2025 batches have tasted like. I don't recall that cork one tasting like this, but I think that was 2024, too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, there's like this honeycomb taste to it as well. But once again, it's not sweet. It's weird. Usually with that kind of stuff on there, you'd be a little bit more sweeter. I think that charred taste, like with the light tobacco, it kind of comes off as bitter, to be honest, on the palate. I think that's what I'm not liking about it. Oh, man, yeah, I kind of wanted to like this, but I'm not really, I'm not gravitating towards this as much as I thought I would. I thought it would just been like kind of more of a generic, fine-tasting bourbon, and it's kind of coming off as like it's not so much generic. It's just something's not being well-rounded off in here. It doesn't come off as perfectly balanced as most of the drinks I've had on here. So, yeah, I don't like that tobacco note. I'm not feeling that. It's kind of like tobacco, nutmeg, and like roasted nuts on there with a little bit of hints of rye spices as well. But but the honey too, I'm getting that now on the tip of the tongue along with the palate. It's not coming off as, it's coming off as kind of just watered down cheapness a little bit. I don't even know if that's the right phrase I want to say. But the finish has a nice medium to long length there. It was long at first. It's kind of fading away a little bit, to be honest. Finish is perfect. $50, $375. Yeah, no, well, I guess in today's market, that's perfectly cheap, to be honest. I guess that's fine or whatever. I wouldn't buy this again. Personally, me and Blends, I don't really get the good batches. Let's just say that. I have one good gold batch over there, man. I'm saving the shit out of that because that thing is phenomenal. I'm giving people that watered down one. Straight from the barrel is always the one that hits for me. Love that one. I even love the black. I think it's at the right proof. You get the flavor contents on it, and everything is still prolific. This is just, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it to the point where I hate it, because I'm actually giving it credit for kind of being a little bit different there, but And I like that finish. I'm going to give credit on that finish. I like that finish. But the palate on this, like I said, it kind of comes off as bitter, to be honest, and there's that dry oakiness in there. I don't know how that kicked in with the honey. So, like, it just does not perfect balance like at all, dude. Like, and then the dry fruits as well too. Yeah, I ain't feeling this. I think I'm going to drop I'm debating between a 1.5 and a 2. I kind of want to give it the 2 just because of presentation alone. But then the 1.5, I'm kind of like lingering on that too as well. Yeah, I think I'm going to go 1.5. I'm going to go 1.5 because I don't think this is worth, I don't think it's worth the $50 personally as far as hitting my taste buds as properly. If anything, it's kind of making me more confused at what the fuck it was trying to do. Good Lord, why is there so much fucking noise over here these days? I probably got to make my office, or drinking room, I should say. I say office. In the back of the house. I don't know. It's just noisy out here. Like, where I record at, people, it's like kind of in the front of the house, like right on the side. People just honking, dogs are barking, AT&T is on cables and shit. Oh shit, that scared the fuck out. I looked out that window, I saw something. I thought I saw something on the roof, but it's just the window. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 1.5. I'm not really feeling that at all. It's kind of, yeah, actually, to be honest, it's kind of boring me now the more I sip on it. I'm actually staring at that Only Mix over there and looking at that going like, you look even more delicious. You know, funny enough, I was thinking of pouring that in there, but that don't even make any sense to do that. There go that dog again. There go that. Got it. It's like that dog is looking for a fucking hobby, and the only hobby it can find is barking. Like, that's the only thing it knows how to do. Like, it can't do shit else. Yeah. Oh, and then sometimes he gets his little friend dog to join him and shit. The other dog, he just, you could tell he a follower. He just does whatever that fucking dog does, huh? Oh, yeah, the Only Mix tastes way fucking better. I just washed that all out. Yeah, I'm going to give that a 1.5. I don't think it's nothing special. I don't think you need to even try it, to be honest. I don't think you're missing much here. I want to say it's probably the second or third high-proof store pick I've tried. Definitely not my favorite. But I think Blanton's, personally, is the... Yeah, I think it's the weakest core of Buffalo Trace, to be honest. As far as, like, lineups go. At least in my area. I barely had any good Blanton's, to be honest. So, yeah, this is okay. It's not really doing much for me. Definitely something you would just give to people that show up to the house. And you'd be like, hey, you want to try something with that horse on it? Hey, here you go. I got something here. Love the bottle design. I love that size, man. I think this size is, like, perfect. Plus, it fits on my top shelf up there because that top shelf was meant for, like, whiskey glasses. But, you know, I put the 375 milliliter whiskey bottle or Blanton bottles up there, too. I think I got regular size Blantons up there, too, as well. The ones not in the box. No, I see some Hennessy XO, the 375 milliliter, and the Pillow Talk edition of 1792, your boy's first store pick he ever did back in 2016. Which maybe I should open that actually for the show, but you know, we'll cross that bridge when we cross that there. So I'm gonna get out of here now, folks. I've done. You got 32 minutes of me yabbering about old. What are we talking about again? Oh yeah, Black Friday. Black Friday, a.k.a. Cyber Monday, 2025 edition here on The Last Drop. So going forward now, and I'll be sure to run this by Cody, we are going to do the first week of December will be our Black Friday edition of the show. I opened up this Blanton's, talked a little bit about the purchase. I mean, that's how we're going to run the stories of the show there. We're going to talk about what we went to go hunt for, what we went to go get. I went over that. I do see something that Court just posted, too, and I don't know. I feel that itch to go stop over there real quick or even just purchase it online and something like that. I'm trying to stay the fuck offline. I don't need to buy any more things here, but I got to tell you, when them sales kick in, your boy JB just can't help himself there. I like buying shit. I really do. And this little office drinking room of mine, it really don't need more shit in it, to be honest. So that's how we're gonna do that. Then the second week we're gonna do like a little mix and match with some cognac or cognac brandies, whatever it may be. And then third week we're gonna do our top 10. That's coming up now, people. Top 10 best of and top 5 worst of for the year there. And then the last week of the month, what we're gonna do is we're going to go over our top 5 want bottles that we predict or said we wanted last year. See if we got them all. I think I got them all except for one, and that's because it sold out and it has not came back in stock yet. And that was an Armagnac bottle of all bottles too as well. So yeah, I'm missing that one. So I did not complete my top 5. But stay tuned for that show. That's going to be fun too, because I'm going to talk about the top 5 bottles I'm going to get next year. And I've already eyeballing something on my list that I want. It's probably going to be the first thing I get next year if Lost Lord don't drop a bunch of goddamn bottles. But yeah, that's for sure. So With that said, I'm going to get out of here, folks. I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB. And we'll be back next week for Mix and Match Week. And like we always say, livers will never be the same because glasses will never be dry.